We are now in Tav Kuf Zayin Sif Aleph. Ofin bepurni dahainu tanurim shalanu hagdolim upiyam betzidam. You're allowed on Yomtiv to bake in a large oven, the ones that have an opening on the side. This is referring to like a big baker's oven. Ubavat shalotei chadasha, as long as it is not new. The chashinon shema tipachas v'yiposeid alechem. We're afraid that the roof of the oven will collapse and it'll ruin the bread. V'imana besimchas Yomtiv, and it'll end up losing out on Simchas Yomtiv. Similarly, mechamin ba'antichi pirish yora gedola. You're allowed to boil up water in this large urn. Now the chiddush here is that we're dealing with an extremely large oven, an extremely large urn, and even though it needs, there's a lot of tircha, it takes a lot of big heavy firewood to have a fire in this oven. So long as this is either the only oven the person has or needs a lot of bread, the halacha would be that it's mutter. Now, a new one is usr, that means that it was never really lit up before. Since it was never lit up before, we're afraid that the ceiling will collapse and it'll ruin the bread. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that how about a brick oven that's very strong? There is no chash. So, lamaisa, that means that our metal ovens, for example, where there's no chash of anything burning out, with anything with the top collapsing, so there would not be any issue. And the same would go with our metal ovens, where there is no chash and there's no iser. Now, in a case where this is the first time you put it on, but you put it on by day, it's still iser. It's still iser because it may collapse. Now, the Mishnah Brura mentions that there's another issue. Even if you're talking about an oven made of bricks and that was with cement between them, he says because some hold that the first time you turn on the fire, that's called tikkun mana. And there are makilim if it's completely dried out. The Mishnah Brura says that lamaisa you could be making in such a situation. The same way that it's only mutter to use a big oven if you need a lot of bread, so too you can only use a big urn either if that's your only urn or you really need to boil up a lot of water for Yom Tov.